Yo, you're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon. Good night. Good evening. How you doing? Okay. How you motherfucker doing? Okay, bitch. Hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi. How you doing? Okay. I don't know what time this is getting to you, but I know it is the evening where I'm at, bitch, and I'm feeling nice. Okay. So, as always, I like to tell you what today's title is, and then we'll get into how it came about, okay? So today's title is entitled, How Do You Choose to Use Your Beauty, Bitch? Okay, minus the bitch. But yeah, today's title, today's episode is entitled, How Do You Choose to Use Your Beauty? Okay, woo, child. I am a Snoop Dogg fan. I don't know about y'all. Hold up. Oh, beautiful.
See my baby booski.
When I see my baby booski. Yo, I know when y'all click on the She Knows, y'all be like, Miss Browns don't be lit, bitch. I motherfucking do. And if I ain't, bitch, throw away the whole mic, throw away the whole motherfucking platform, ho. Cause who wanna listen to a bitch that ain't lit? I wouldn't listen to me if I wasn't lit. I ain't even gonna hold you. I be clicking on the other people's podcasts that talk about what I talk about, and them bitches be putting me to sleep, bitch. I be like, snoring, bitch, Z's, counting sheep, ho. I like to be entertained, okay? This platform is for entertainment basis only, okay? Entertainment purposes only. If you catch a lesson, bitch, then catch a lesson, because that's what I like to do. I like to put down gems, ho. I like to teach you something. But if you learn nothing, bitch, at least you were entertained, okay? So anyways, without any further adzooski, let's get into today's episode. So like I said, today's episode is entitled, How Do You Choose to Use Your Beauty? Okay. And as always, I like to tell you how today's episode came about, who inspired it, and Blonzy. So today's episode was inspired by Meechin' Them, okay? Because I was with Meechin' Them. You know, on Fridays, I be with Meechin' Them, period. And for people that don't know what the fuck I'm talking about BMF, okay? I am a big 50 Cent fan. You know, 50 Cent is my husband, okay? So anything about my husband.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's behind, bitch. I supported 1,000. Fuck 100, bitch. 1,000. Okay. So 50 Cent has his power universe, and one of the shows that he created was BMF. And BMF is based off of a true story. It's about a big known, big time drug dealer from Detroit. His name was Big Meech, okay? And y'all know his little son, Y'all know his son, Little Meech, who dated Summer Walker. So Little Meech plays Big Meech in the TV show of the documentary, I guess you could say, with a little bit of flair. Because I know documentaries be boring sometimes, but a documentary with a little bit of flair, a little bit of spice, a little bit of juice, a little honey, hey, how you doing? Okay. The documentary shows his father life and how he became this big drug dealer and who he met along the way and the lessons that he learned and how the fuck did he get to jail, okay? And I love watching shit like this, because if you watch how these chemicals If you watch how these criminals got locked up, then bitch, if you ever try to be a criminal, you know how to beat the system, ho. But then again, you might get clank locked up because technology upgrades every day, which means our minds are developing every single day. So the mistakes they made might be amateur mistakes to a bitch now in 2024. So just don't commit no crimes. That's my advice. But yeah, so the story is about how he became this big time drug dealer and stuff like that. And about three episodes ago, Meech took his drug dealing career, him being a plug, him doing whatever the fuck he was doing, okay, his dreams, honey, of being a American gangster, he took it from Detroit and took it to Atlanta, where he said, you know what, I'm such a motherfucking hustler, bitch, I'ma get it out the ground, ho, I'ma start from zero, I'ma get from scratch, okay, because he said, I'm a hustler, baby, I just want you to know, he said, it ain't where I'm been, but where I'm about to go, okay? And I just wanna love you. Y'all know that. That's Jay-Z, period. But yeah, he said, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm a hustler. I'm so much of a hustler, okay? That I'ma take this shit from Detroit to Atlanta from scratch, bitch, and watch me bake a cake, okay, ho? And that's exactly what the fuck he did, okay? Dietrich did, okay? So when he's in Atlanta, he's trying to get acquainted with the movers and the motherfucking shakers because, you know, Atlanta is known for black elegance and black business, honey. From back then to now, that's what Atlanta is known for, okay? If you're a black person trying to make it, bitch, go to Atlanta. That's what I heard. So anyways, he trying to make it and whatnot. So he meets a stripper named Angel. How did he meet Angel? He met Angel because he met up with a guy named Greedy. And I'm just saying, any man with the name Greedy, honey, you know you shouldn't be working with them, okay? Y'all heard of the Ten Commandments and the deadly sins and shit. Y'all read the Bible. Greed is one of them, okay? But yeah, so he hooks up with a man named Greedy out in Atlanta, and he owns a strip club. Now, he uses this strip club to clean his dirty money, okay? So while he in a strip club, that's how he met the stripper named Angel. And isn't it funny how there's always a stripper named Angel? There's always a stripper named Delicious. There's always a stripper named Diamond. I mean, it's just, come on, get a little bit creative, okay? I mean, I done met a lot of strippers in my day because I know I do sell exotic dancewear, but it just be like, the names be so typical. The names be so typical. I be like, bitch, get a little bit creative because you looking like the next bitch that I met on 14th. Like, okay, the next bitch that I met at Candy Girls in Irvington, okay? I'm telling you, I met the same names from Candy Girls in Irvington that I met at fucking Lutz from Baltimore, bitch. Y'all bitches got the same fucking names. Do better. But anyways, it's a conversation for a different day. So he met Angel, and he's telling Angel, like, yo, you don't even know your worth. You feel me? He's trying to put Angel on game. He's trying to school Angel, but she's not getting the message. She's not peeping what the nigga is putting down. So that's how today's episode came about. I'm going to play the conversation with him and Angel, and then we're going to break it down, and then we're going to get into why today's episode is entitled, How Do You Choose to Use Your Beauty? Okay, so let me play the clip, y'all. Be patient, bitch. Be patient. Okay. Let me play the clip, and then we gonna get into some things, shall we?
Why you look so surprised?
This is nice.
Have a seat.
So why you asking me here?
I'm trying to get some info. I need a name, and I know you know it.
You need a name. Nigga, I'm not the Yellow Pages.
I know you're not. But listen, I promise you, it will be worth your while.
Look, my livelihood is based on discretion. And my life is based on always being smart enough to know that. So I can't help you. And I can't go back to Greeny with no money.
Wait. Tell me something. What kind of boyfriend got that girl out trying to get dough up for him?
The kind of boyfriend whose business is having me hustle niggas. Yeah, Greeny, that kind of boyfriend.
Hold on. Wait. So you gonna get out of here without even eating first? Like, you know your skinny ass needs some meat on them motherfucking bones, girl.
Why would you want to spend money for nothing?
Company as beautiful as you are, it ain't ever for nothing. You see, Angel, you're more valuable than you think. But you have to know your worth. You deserve better.
You're more valuable than you know. you deserve better. Meech was putting on, Meech was trying his big hand, okay? He said, bitch, fuck little Meech, bitch, I'm big Meech, I'm trying my big hand today, okay? He was trying his big hand. Now, I don't know if y'all understood that clip. They basically met at a restaurant. For those that don't watch BMF, they met at a restaurant. And like he said, she was a stripper that everybody was trying to get next to. She knew the movers and the motherfucking shakers, okay? And he's drug dealer. So he's trying to find the people he need to be acquainted with. He's trying to find his plug. So he's telling her, like, listen, I need a plug. So with that being said, I need a name. Okay, that's what he was telling her. With that being said, I need a name, okay? And I know you know the niggas that's moving the shakers because you the best stripper out in motherfucking Atlanta at the time. So Angel's like, nah, nigga, I'm not the Yellow Pages. I can't hook you up. So he began to tell her, like, what? Okay, I'll make it worth your while. She like, listen, I'm not doing that, but I can't go back to my nigga with no money, my boyfriend with no money. So he slides her some bread. So he's like, what kind of boyfriend got you out here hustling niggas for bread? Like, what kind of boyfriend is that? And she's like, the type of boyfriend who business is based off of me getting the money. So she's basically a stripper, but she's dating a pimp, okay? And he's just like, damn, you more valuable than you notice. Because she was just like, why would you be paying for a meal? You ain't getting what you want out of me. You paying for this meal and we just sitting here talking. He like, just having your beautiful, just having you around me, you being so beautiful, having your company around me, holds weight and you don't even notice it. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to talk about that because in that little bit of scene, he dropped so much fucking knowledge. Boom. The first knowledge that he dropped, he said, what kind of boyfriend is it that would use you to pimp out dudes? And she said, the kind of dude who business is based off of tricking niggas. I wanted to mention that because like I said before, and like I said, this episode is entitled, how do you choose to use your beauty? Men will use your beauty. Men will know your worth. And I tell you all the time, it's like going to take your car to a car dealership and you're trying to get rid of it. They'll know your car is worth $10,000, but their goal is to get you to give it up for $2,000, okay? So men will know your beauty. Men will know your worth, and they're trying to get you at a discounted price. We already talked about this, so I don't really need to talk about it too much. Men use women for multiple things. And the most thing that men use women for is to close deals. And back in the day, when it came to the black community, it was always known for us being pimps and hoes, okay? A lot of women getting pimped out by these niggas. A lot of men use women to set dudes up, to help them get more money by using their beauty to get connections, to network. Even if you look at the fields, the job fields, the job careers that we have, they use women for those things, okay? I don't know if you remember the Taseki, was it Taseki? This is Taseki, God, I'm black and I don't know my damn history, child. If y'all remember this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Tiki, the Taseki Airmen. Okay, this is a black history lesson right here. The Taseki Airmen was the airmen that they used as test dummies for, it was some type of disease or sickness that was going around, right? Now, how they was able to get these black men to sign up for it, because at the time, black men did not trust the government, okay, honey? And some of us still don't, okay, period. But they knew that they could not get them to do it, right? So what they did at the time was they signed up this black woman, okay? The white man went and got a black doctor, and the black doctor said, you know what? We gonna get a pretty black girl, and we gonna get her, she was a nurse, we gonna get her to get these black men to sign up so we can use them as guinea pigs, okay? So in that instance, they used a black, they used not just a black woman, but we're gonna take race out of it. They used a woman to get these men to sign up for it because they understood that when women are in positions as for catering, nurturing, seducing, that men would lose their fucking minds and people would just give in to that situation. They would do it, right? So that was another situation where they used a woman to get what they wanted, right? And they used a woman's beauty to get what they wanted. So what I'm saying here is that men understand our value. Men understand how to use us and how to play the role. You get what I'm saying? even Cat Williams said that he don't work with men. He said if he has a business, which he does have a business, and he said when it comes to his booking and scheduling, he says he has nothing but women because he understands that women are easier to close deals. Women are good at being input. What's the word I'm looking for? Empathic? No, not empathic. Yeah, women are good at being empathetic. Women are good at seducing. He knows that a man is going to find something he loves, that people are going to find something that they love when it comes to women being the one to be the salesperson, being behind the desk, or just being the one presenting it. They know that women close deals. Why? Because femininity always seals the case, okay? He understands that sex appeal has a lot to do with it, and somebody being a nurturer and caring has something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And men love women. Women run the world. You get what I'm saying? So Meek was trying to put her on game. Like, look, this nigga is using you. You feel me? You don't even realize it. You don't even realize it. If you understand your beauty and your worth, you'll be so much better in the world, right? And I know this is a shallow conversation because people like to say, oh, women are more than what's between their legs. Women are more than what they look like and this, this, and that. But the reality is that in the world that we're living in, you have to understand your place, your role, your lane, and play it. And when it comes to a woman, your place, your role, and your name is always going to be based off of how you look, how you present yourself, and how you carry yourself, okay? And, you know, men usually are the ones that open the doors. Men are usually the ones that get the opportunities before we do, no matter what race you are. If you are a woman and you are Asian, I could guarantee you that an Asian man got offered that position before you did. If you are a woman and you are white, I can guarantee you that a white man got offered that position before you did. If you are a woman and you are black, I could bet my bottom dollar that Daquan got offered that position before you did. Why? Because they never wanted to put us in the front row because they knew that we were so powerful. And when somebody knows the power that you have, they don't want you to know it. They want you to play the field so they can use you to their advantage, okay? So I say all that to say that no matter what, women are never, ever able to be the front face. Now, don't get me wrong. Women have become very successful in the world. We have accomplished a lot. You get what I'm saying? But sometimes it's based off of us expecting a man to push us forward, us riding a nigga coattail, or us understanding how to use sex appeal. Look at the rappers and the singers nowadays, okay? Even back in the day, they knew how to use fucking sex appeal. So what I'm telling you is a man is going to be able to look at you, tell how to get you where you need to be, and tell how to use your beauty. Now, the question is, how do you choose to use your beauty? Because if you don't understand your worth, somebody else will do it for you and make a profit off of you. Period, point blank. Little Kim could always rap, honey, but she never became Little Kim until Biggie Smalls came into her life. And what did he do? He taught her how to rap a little bit better, but he also ripped her apart and gave her more sex appeal. He said, no, don't say it like this, say it like that. Don't dress like this, dress like that. You get what I'm saying? The City Girls been putting out tracks for a minute, but they shit didn't blow up until Lil Yachty made the song Act Up. You hear what I'm saying? So men know how to use your beauty. So I ask you today, how do you choose to use your beauty? Now, I know a lot of y'all are listening like, men don't use our beauty. Da, da, da. Men always been using us to make money. We are the gold, okay? We are what keeps the world going the fuck around, okay? Call me a feminist, a bitch. I don't give a fuck. Call me, beat me anytime you need me, ho. I don't care. I just understand a woman's worth. Deeper than her looks, but right now we're talking about looks, okay? I understand a woman's worth, okay? So call me a feminist. I'll be that bitch. I don't give a fuck, okay? But I'm a feminist on a different type of platform. I'm not the feminist telling you, hey, you can do it all by yourself. You don't need a man. I'm the feminist that's telling you, use the nigga for your fucking benefits. Understand your beauty. Understand your power. Understand your mind. Understand what you bring to the table. And make sure you profit each and every time. I'm that type of fucking feminist, okay? And it takes a special type of bitch to get down with the program, okay? But anyways, back to the program at hand. So, men use us all the time, okay? Men understand that female nurses, okay? There's a reason why you see a lot of females as nurses. You don't see many men, and they also downgrade and belittle men that are nurses, okay? It's the reason why they do that, because they understand that after a surgery, whether it's a woman, whether it's a child or a man, they want to be greeted by a pretty woman because pretty women make you feel comfortable, and they also understand that that's what's in a woman's nature is to cater. That's what's in a woman's nature is to be loving, is to be caring, is to be empathetic. It's in a woman's nature to make sure you're okay. Women make you feel comfortable because of the way we talk, the way we act. It's in our root. It's in our nature. That's just who we are. You get what I'm saying? So that's why you see so many women nurses. You see so many women female hygienists. You see that dental assistants. You see that for a reason, because don't nobody want no motherfucking man big old fingers in their mouth, okay? Don't nobody want a man sticking in with needles saying, it's going to be okay. They want to hear a woman say, oh, it's going to be all right, baby. It's all right. We know how to seal over a deal, bitch. It's like we lick a fucking envelope and the bitch don't open again. We know how to seal over a deal. There's a reason why you see a lot of women as strippers. Now, I'm not saying it's not male strippers, but women strippers make the most motherfucking money in that industry. Why? Why? Why do men come to strip clubs, even in Atlanta, to close business deals? Because they understand that there's women there and they understand the power of femininity, okay? Men use us all the time. They use our beauty, they use our essence, they use our femininity, okay? All the time. Another one, waitresses. You see more waitresses than you see waiters, okay? I done have plenty of waiters, and they can't upsell me a motherfucking cheeseburger for shit. But if a woman come over there with her lashes done, her makeup done, her hair done, and she got that sweet, smoothing voice like Marilyn Monroe, she could sell me a cheeseburger without a motherfucking doubt, okay? And I'll tip that bitch higher than I tip a nigga. Why? Because it's something about a woman serving you. It's something about a woman playing that submissive role that people love, okay? Period, point blank. So today I ask you, how do you choose to use your beauty? Period, point blank. Understand the weapon that you have. Understand how to use it. Understand that there's so many parts to a woman that sells besides between your legs, but also your pretty face, the way you talk, the way you greet somebody, your femininity, your mindset, the fact that you are automatically by nature built to care and cater. Ask yourself, how do you choose to use it? How do you choose to use it? Because if you don't take advantage of what the fuck God placed in front of you and know that you have the power to close a lot of deals, you have the power to change your life, and you have the power to manifest a lot of money into your life based off of who you are, it's going to get into the wrong hands and they're going to use it for you like a pimp, bitch. It be bitches I know that strip because, you know, like I said, I have friends that used to be prostitutes, and I also dealt with a lot of strippers because I sold stripper outfits, okay? It's a lot of bitches that I know that be like, oh, how am I going to start my OnlyFans? How am I going to build my clientele up? How am I going to strip? Oh, I want to be a prostitute, but I don't even know how to find, you know, people and clientele and this and that. So they go hire man-mans and day-days and Maliks and them to help they shit or Bobby because Bobby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
White men be pimps too, bitch, okay? Yeah, you seen Shark Tank, okay? White men be pimps too, bitch, okay? From Big Jumper Shark, yeah, he was a pimp, bitch. All right, white men be pimps too. They go and find a man to push their shit along when it's like, the man ain't doing shit that you can't do yourself. As the words of Jay-Z and Megan Thee Stallion, bitch, if you made me, make another me, okay? The men ain't doing nothing that you can't do yourself. It's just that they know what role you play. You need to ask yourself, how do you choose to use your beauty? And when you are debating about how you choose to use your beauty, whether it's to finesse a man into getting you to the next level, whether it's to play on a man's masculinity, whether it's to sell the idea of sex, or whether it's to talk with a really sweet voice and sell a dream like Marilyn Monroe did, bitch, whatever you decide to do with it, understand that your future, your life, your dreams are in your hand. Okay? And understand that your net worth is your network. Okay? Period. So as always, ladies, you know. You know where I'm going with this. I done banged the fucking mic, y'all. I'm sorry. But as always, ladies, keep it clutched, okay? And don't let nobody pimp you the fuck out. Oh, while we at it, another thing men use women for, to set up ops, okay? Men use women to set niggas up because they know that a lot of men think with their dick, with their head down there, not their head up top. Don't let that message go over your brain, okay? So a lot of men that get robbed and set up, it's usually a woman behind it, okay? A lot of men that end up behind jail is usually because they crashed out behind a woman. So like I said before, and I'm going to say it again, how do you choose to use your beauty, okay? As always, keep it clutched. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these niggas when they ask who do this, but everybody know who girl that you with. Beautiful.